Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Travel and tourism deals down 11% worldwide. The reduction in global travel and tourism deal activity was primarily influenced by a notable decrease in deal volume across certain regions and countries, while other areas exhibited relatively stronger deal activity. The most recent industry data indicates that the volume of M&A transactions fell by 6.8% in Q1-Q3 2024 relative to the corresponding period in 2023, while venture financing deals experienced a significant decline of 25.2% year-on-year. In contrast, the volume of private equity transactions remained stable. A total of 519 transactions, including mergers and acquisitions, M&A, private equity, and venture financing, were reported in the global travel and tourism sector from January to September, Q1-Q3, 2024. This figure represents an 11% decrease compared to the 583 transactions recorded during the same time frame in the previous year. The reduction in global travel and tourism deal activity was primarily influenced by a notable decrease in deal volume across certain regions and countries, while other areas exhibited relatively stronger deal activity. Notably, some regions and countries demonstrated double-digit growth in deal volume, suggesting a positive shift in deal-making sentiments. In the first three quarters of 2024, North America, Asia-Pacific, and South and Central America saw declines in deal volume of 36%, 7.7%, and 20%, respectively, compared to the same period in 2023. Conversely, Europe experienced a year-on-year increase of 10.3% in deal activity. The deal volume in the Middle East and Africa largely remained stable. The situation varied across individual countries as well. The United States, China, and France reported year-on-year declines in deal volume of 36.3%, 38.5%, and 42.9%, respectively, during the first three quarters of 2024. In contrast, India and Japan recorded improvements in deal volume of 24.3% and 38.1%, respectively. Meanwhile, the deal volume for the United Kingdom, South Korea, and Australia remained relatively unchanged. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.